if relationships are based on expectations, then what about abusive relationships and what is the spiritual recourse? See, whenever we face a difficult situation, a difficulty, there are broadly three responses that are possible. One is we change ourselves and tolerate the situation. Second is we change the situation and make the other person or the circumstance change. Third is we walk away from the situation. Now, whatever be the specific problem, there are these three broad patterns of responses that are possible for us. And it is not that one is right and the other is wrong. Each of them will be appropriate at different times. We see in the lives of the Pandavas, initially when they tried to poison Bhima, they tried to burn them, burn the Pandavas at Varanavat, just chain themselves and tolerate it. Yudhishthira told, this is a family issue, I don't bring it to public, keep it private. So they did that. But eventually, when Draupadi was dishonored, at that time a line was crossed. And after that, the Pandavas were ready to fight a war. So they initially were changing themselves, but they said, now such adharmic rulers cannot be allowed to rule. They'll break havoc in society. So they fought to change the situation. And eventually, when Krishna departed from the world, then the Pandavas also retired. They walked up and said, enough. Our role in this world is over. We are leaving. So whether to change ourselves, whether to change the other person, whether to walk away from the situation. Now, walking away is different from running away. In running away, we are still obsessed with that particular situation. This is so problematic. You know, I just want to go away from it. So where we are going is not as important at that time as where we are going away from. Whereas walking away means, they understand, you know, I have more better things to do in my life. I don't want to waste my life in trying to resolve this mess. So I walk away from it. So now, which particular response will be appropriate in our situation, we cannot decide based on impulses. So spiritually, it is best if we, before making any major decision in our life, especially in a relationship that is important for us, you know, we try to spiritually ground ourselves. Then spiritual practices bring a certain level of calmness within us. And when the calmness is there, then from that clarity emerges. So when the emotions are very strong, we can't think very clearly. That doesn't mean the emotions are wrong. Emotions can be strong and they can be right, or they can be strong and they can be wrong. They need to be evaluated. So by chanting, it's by studying 30. Scriptures, by coming to temple, by these devotional practices, we bring a certain level of calmness in our consciousness. From that calmness, clarity will emerge. And we can, if we have a relationship with some senior devotees, some spiritual practitioners who have been practicing for long, we can consult them. And we can take their guidance also. Ultimately, it's our decision to take. One thing which we can do is that we can often get our thoughts outside our head. That means when thoughts are inside, they congest. Just eat us up mentally. Why is it like this? What should I do? What should I do? What should I do? Just get the thoughts out. Get the thoughts out. You can write them in a journal. When you write them down, just the fact that the thoughts come outside, it brings a certain level of objectivity. And then when they're out there, we can evaluate it. This, we just first write them down, and after that we evaluate them. This makes sense. Not immediately. After that, let it calm, let them, maybe a day or two pass, then evaluate them. And then instead of when perplexing or resentful situations are there in our life, they just eat up our mental energy. So instead of just letting them constantly gnaw at the back, we decide, okay, every day I'll give some time for thinking about this. Other times I just go on with my life. And then if the major decision, we may decide to write down our thoughts and revisit, maybe write some fresh insights, write some additional perspective. If we do that for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, and if you overall see, okay, my overall thoughts, emotions are remaining the same, then this is not just an impulsive reaction to a trouble. This is how I feel strongly and consistently. Then we can choose a particular course of action. Basically, when we write down our thoughts, we are getting a snapshot of our mind. And sometimes the mind is filled with emotions that are knee-jerk reactions. But sometimes the mind is filled with emotions that are actually the way we consistently feel. And whether it's just a knee-jerk reaction coming from a particular circumstance, or whether it's a consistent inclination of feeling that we have, that we can evaluate when we see over a consistent period of time. And based on that evaluation, then we can make a decision. So when we have done a decision after such kind of evaluation, the result is that whatever decision we take, we'll follow it through. Because otherwise, after we take a decision, maybe I could have tried this, maybe I could have tried that. That kind of indecision or half-heartedness will eat us up also. But if we have thought deeply and we have written down, this is the pros of this, the cons of this, and this is what I have decided, and this is why I have decided this, then we can avoid the mind making us go back and second-guess ourselves. We give you time for deliberation, and after that we take a decision and we move forward wholeheartedly in that decision. Does that answer your question?